We're on 28.
You just looked.
So I guess we're going?
Yes, it's recording. Okay. Yes.
So this is the Austin Archers podcast. This is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
And don't say anything. We have... This is episode 28, but we have a special guest. Well, he's special, but not, I guess, in the... Special ed, kind of way. We have friends in town, and would you like to introduce yourself?
Just Dougie.
Talking to the microphone.
Yeah. you guys know me for, what, 15 years now?
Is that long, Donna? Doug's wife is in the background, by the way.
Yeah, she's trying not to talk.
Yeah. It's got to be like 15 years almost.
Yeah.
Because me and Steph have been together since 02. No, so we're together 16 years.
So it's been...
14. We'll go with 14.
Yeah, it's probably 14
Sounds
years.
Sounds like a nice even 14 number.
14 years ago, yeah. Exactly.
So, and this is our first... This is our first, I guess, guest, you should say.
Ooh, man. Doug, you're number one guest. Oh, shit.
Damn, I was hoping to be number two.
Damn. Nope. We got to break it in rough.
No lube.
Anywho. So, let's see. Today we're going to be going through. We took him to the range, did a little teaching. Stop pointing to your mic.
I've never shot a bow today until today.
And then, besides that, I want to touch on the whole ATA situation.
Okay, so we're gonna...
Actually, you know what? I want to kind of talk about that first.
Okay.
Because
I've
been kind of sitting on this.
So, okay, since we already have a noob at the table, just go into what the ATA actually is this way.
Okay.
This way I know, too.
So it's the Archery Trade Association. What they do, it's a trade show, basically, for those who don't know ATA. And every year, it's in Indianapolis for most of the time. Next year, it's going to be in Kentucky,
yes.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
happens is...
we will definitely be at, though.
It's a trade show, so you get businesses and vendors and media and, you know, whoever else. They go there. They bring out new products. He's hitting his beer on the mic.
No, it was a table.
Table. Same shit. So they bring all new products of what's coming out, what they have lined up for the new year, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you can go, and it's like 3 days. It's the 11th to the 13th, and you can go check out all this stuff. They have a lot of YouTube videos and... I think some people do podcasts there.
Yeah. I know Grady does.
Yeah. So they'll...
Grady Bowman does.
Yeah, they'll set up their booth. They'll do interviews of other guys. Mm. I know Cameron Haynes is going to be there. The Shockies are going to be there.
Rogan always shows up.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Well, we were planning on being there. We were actually going to plan on driving the 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours to Indy. 8.5 hours.
Yeah, you show the kids in the car. You give them a video. 8 hours.
Some Dramamine.
Yeah, you drug them, and then everything's okay. And we were... sorry.
We're going to have child services called on that.
Social services going on.
Whatever it's called.
So I emailed customer service for ATA.
Yes, asking about admission.
Yeah. So I get back, I guess, it's not open to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't understand, because we do have people online saying that they have gone to ATA shows in the past. And they are not a business. They're not listed as media. They're not any of the following, like anything.
Nothing.
And I guess you have to be a member of ATA, which is fine. But to be a member, you have to have a business license.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I don't know, a bummer.
Well,
I
yeah.
Say.
I mean,
well,
we had full intentions on going and everything. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah. And the little ones.
Little girl's waking up.
Little girl's awake. Oh, thank you.
That's right. My wife is here.
I usually go grab her. But, yeah, so that's a little, you know, I'm a little bummed out to hear that. I have nothing against ATA. This is not like an ATA bashing session. I just want to get that clear. But the fact that you have to have a business license to become a member. If you want to pay for membership as equal to as a business, then you should be able to go there and check everything out just the same. You know, I understand it's a trade show, but I think they should, if they let the general public in, I'm sure that they'd actually get more of their products shared. I'm sure they'd get more information out there quicker to a broader spectrum of people. Not everyone pays attention to individuals that, like, businesses that are going. Oh, it's like a smaller percentage.
What, doesn't podcasting count as media yet?
Yes.
Yeah, it does, but you still need to get the business license in order to get in.
Those bastards.
See, the thing that's the most aggravating is, like, you know, we get the reply from them, and, you know, I'm going to take their word for it. You know, they're a company and they're a business, whatever. But you got people posting on, you know, Archery Talk on Facebook and several, like, Archery Buy and Sell and all these other groups. You know, all right, who's going? And everyone's like, oh, I'm going. Oh, you know, you get the ones that are like, oh, you know, like me, I'm sorry, wish I could, but, you know, it's not a public event. And they're like, we don't, you know, what are you talking about? I just walk in the door every year.
And but you guys got an 8-hour drive. You guys try to crash it and...
Don't yeah, we can't wrong, exactly take that wrong, chance. But
it'd be like getting there and going, oh, by the way, no.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just wasted 8 hours. Now I got to drive another freaking 8 hours back.
Yeah.
With two kids.
No. Yeah, that would be a horrible waste. It really would. So, but next year, we'll have everything up and done and running. This way we'll have the business license, and then, you know, it'll be listed as media, and I'll get a couple of, a hold of a couple of the companies that we've, you know, already dealt with, you know, want to try and get a hold of, you know, obviously Precision Peeps, talk to Kristen and Boss.
Yeah.
Well, easy we need size to just, you know, get a hold of Aaron.
Yeah, we need to just get a business license, and hopefully by next year, this time next year, we'll have that all sorted out, that we'll have.
Well, I think a lot of people need to also realize we were in no rush to get the business license because we weren't looking for any sort of sponsorships. We weren't looking for any of that type of shit.
Well, I didn't see a neat reason for it.
No. This way people understand is the reason we didn't bother doing it. We were doing this for fun.
I didn't think podcast needed a business license, period.
Well, neither did I. We didn't know. It's a learning experience, whatever. You know.
When you get around to selling merch off your podcast, that might require the business side.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, it's when you get to claim taxes and all that stuff. And right now we're buying everything out of our own pocket. Once we get a business license, we're screwed on that.
No one from the IRS listens to us.
Oh, sure to do now. What do you think? There's a Google transcript of this podcast. Now we have to investigate them.
No, assholes don't listen to this podcast.
Only I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pretty close to one.
What, a cool person? I know. Anywho, that's my whole take on ATA. It's not really a...
Well, next year we'll go and we'll, you know, we'll... But we'll have everything up and done. So, yeah. Which is fine. And also, it's closer. It's in Kentucky, so it's only going to be like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, but we will be keeping eyes on, I guess, some of the videos and stuff put out there between the 11th and the 13th of what's going on. And I guess we'll include that in our next
episode. And all the stuff that intrigued us, what we're probably going to go for and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, what's that new site that you just showed me from?
Well, because you like your True Glow Archer's Choice, and yeah, they now have the new version, the second new version, I guess you want to call it, of the Pro, which the original Pro was like the lens. They got rid of the pin, and it was a glowing, an LED lit crosshair, whereas the new one has not only the crosshair in it, it is actually a double crosshair. So you have whatever your 20s marked, and then you figure out your gap, whatever the gap is, you know, on like spot hogs. Some of them it's like 16 yards, depending on how fast your arrow is going. But it would be, you know, that gap. Maybe, you know, if your arrow is doing 15 yard gap, you know, your main line would be 20. All of a sudden, the animal moved. You ain't got to move your sight. The animal is less than 35, and you can just judge it and ping them with the second pin. So that'll probably be one we're going to end up getting for you.
Yeah.
Because then we can actually transfer your magnifier. It'll screw right onto that sight, the magnifier and the shade.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to worry about losing it.
No, you wouldn't lose it. It's the exact size, same housing dimensions.
Yeah, see, sorry. I'm getting back to ATA. I'm looking at their site right now. It's just like they have all these seminars and shooting and training and all that crap, and it's like they're only helping other business owners. They're not helping, you know, the majority of the people that give them their business.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's if it's actually like, you know, if people are just full of shit and saying, oh, I'm gonna go and just try to be like hoity-toity about it, and they're just, you know, blowing smoke up everyone's ass, it is what it is. But you know, next year we'll have our business license. We know now we need it. It is what it is. So we'll be there next year.
Whatever.
Yes, I know you're bummed about it.
Yeah, I'm a little pissed off. I don't know. They should make the membership open to anyone.
Well, maybe we'll end up bitching, they will.
No, they won't.
No.
It's a business. No.
It's a business. Whatever. We'll get a business license.
Yes.
Maybe you'll get an invite from one of your people that you kind of like go, these guys are the shit. Oh, like these guys to come represent us for the day.
Mm. Oh, you just hit it.
Oh, I thought that was, I was like, wow, that was a dope ass sound. What the hell was that?
No.
That was a table.
That was a table.
We're still trying to figure out the setup of three mics. This is the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Nice pause.
Doug's, we only have two mic arm stands. So right now, Doug's microphone is in two koozies inside of a vase.
Mm. Oh, I'll have to post a picture for that.
Hey, yeah, that you could probably post a picture of. That's fine. Okay.
So, do you want to mention, it kind of ties in with the range. My precision peep I put back on.
No, technically I put it back on.
We.
Whatever, we.
Okay, yes. Well, you tell everybody what you thought. I mean, you had it now on for the second time. The first time, yes, you were pregnant. You were having fatigue issues. So you have to take that part.
That was the one that was shooting today, right?
Yes, that's that peep with that reticle kind of pin in it.
Okay, so if anyone's not familiar with precision peeps, it's basically you have your normal peep sight, and in the peep sight, you basically have it's almost looks like a single pin sight,
mm-hmm. basically. A fat pin.
Yeah, it has the one pin in the middle of it, and what you do is you line up your peep sight with the pin to your actual sight, so it helps you line it up better. And you look like you're lost, but that's okay. And
trying to visualize.
It's visualist. So I originally put it on when I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a lot of double vision, triple vision.
You were getting fuzzy, messed up vision, yeah. Fuzzy spots.
So we took it off.
I did not have an issue with it.
Yeah. And so we put it back on. And I honestly, once you get used to it, it is still some breaking in time. You have to get used to it.
Well, yeah. Even when I was shooting with it, I had to slightly change my anchoring point. This way I got a better sight line straight through it.
Yeah. So, I mean, once you get used to what you're looking at, I didn't get the double vision. I didn't get any of the blurry or anything like that. It actually went pretty good.
Good.
Oh, sorry. I thought someone was behind me.
It was fireplace crackling.
Okay. So I have to say, I'm going to keep it on for a while. I'm going to see, especially with changing out different sites, how the comparison between everything. Because I wonder how it would be with some of the other ones. Because I have a vertical.
You have a vertical? Yeah, you have the Archer's Choice, a vertical single pin.
Yeah, moving it to the horizontals, having to rotate it.
Well, we still have the TrueGlow Micro Bright. So we could always throw that back on there and see how you do with it.
Yeah. But I want to see how it is when you just rotate it.
Rotate what?
The peep sight.
I can't rotate it. It's cut specifically to sit at that angle.
I thought you got a hold of precision peeps, and then said that was you something could rotate it.
They were asking about other ideas on how to make it work. You know, and that was one of the things that I came up with. But no, it cannot be rotated. It has to sit exactly the way it is.
Sorry, I'm getting text messages from other guests sitting on the couch. We're all looking at her and laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Doug's wife is texting Steph from the couch right now.
So
I don't even want to know what it's about.
Anyway,
it's your flame throwing squirrel, Doug.
Yes, these things are real. Watch out for them.
I'm lost.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway,
the whole distraction squirrel thing. Doug posted a picture of a squirrel with a backpack and a flamethrower busting out flames.
Oh, he did?
It's like the mega distraction. He's a squirrel with a flamethrower.
Oh.
Yes. Actually, I think I re-uploaded it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. We'll have to upload it again.
Hey, I stole it from a friend. I was like, ooh, that's badass.
Actually, you know how I got to send it? I got to send it to Aaron Snyder from Gritty Bowman and... Actually, matter of fact, they started a new podcast.
Oh, did they?
Yes. The guys from Kafaro, him and Frank, the one he calls Frank the Tank.
Yeah, yeah.
They now have the Kafaru Cast, I think it's called. Really? Awesome podcast. Oh, dude, they record like maniacs. They're doing like 2 to 3 a week. It's great. And it's like, it's also one of those podcasts. Yeah, no, but Aaron's like me. He kind of like, well, actually, he's older than me, so I should probably say I'm like him. But anyway, he like has a habit of not holding his tongue. And on Gritty, they constantly have to like censor him a bit. And on this one, he says whatever, whenever, however he wants. And it's hysterical, you know.
But back to the Precision Peeps.
Yes, back to your Precision, yes.
If they're listening, which they usually do, right? They listen to our podcast?
Yeah, I get, I would imagine. I know they've listened to ones that we've reviewed their stuff, yes.
Okay. Well, if they could make one horizontally, we will gladly buy the horizontal one and try it out and see if there's a big difference.
We can try. Whatever.
Which I don't. Well, with multiple, I don't know how that would work.
Well, right now, after the holidays, we're already going to be working on getting you your new strings and your specialty archery peep with the clarifier in it.
Yes.
This way we can, but so maybe that'll be another thing we work on later.
Yeah, but these are like little inexpensive things. I mean, their peep sight is not expensive.
It's like $20 right now.
Yeah.
So it's not really that bad. Everyone's going to say, oh, $20 for a peep sight's expensive. It's metal. It's not that plastic, you know, like the one you shot on my Crux today. That's a plastic housing one. This thing is like straight machined aluminum, has been dropped in a tumbler to get all the filings and sharp points and everything off it. I mean, it's a full machined piece, so it's nice. Very clean, very good appearance. I mean, high quality shit. So
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I think the machining process on it's fantastic. It's very smooth.
So far, I think, well, today I had a really bad day. I don't know what
the Well, some of your rounds you did really well and some of them you didn't.
Half the time doesn't count as a good day.
Okay, that's fine.
Same for me. I had some good
Well, you've never shot before.
You've never
way off the sides.
Never shot before. I mean, today was just working on you actually physically using a bow and...
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Jesus. You got to make sure everyone knows. Yes, and we are drinking Rolling Rock for anyone who has seen our photos.
Not that me.
They mentioned. You're drinking another Pennsylvania beer. It's close enough. And so you're drinking Yingling. So this whole entire table is Southerners and New Yorkers all drinking PA stuff. And yes, you are drinking your Arizona artificially sweetened iced tea. And so.
Anyway,
don't give me the finger.
Hey, that's how we used to greet each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we lived across
the street from each other. Smoke
hey, what's up, bitch? Fucker?
So, moving on.
Yes.
The range.
The range.
Home.
What?
On the range.
Oh, I'm like, where are you going? Well, yeah, I'm like, where are you going with this?
I just like throwing you off.
All right, so for Christmas, we got Doug's son a bow.
Yeah.
I bought
him.
He's
9 years old. He's 10
Santa
at the end of the month. He was all excited. He's like, yay!
Yes, we got him a Bear Flash recurve.
Then I realized, yep, my friends are rednecks. They give weapons for Christmas presents.
we've made redneck status.
Yeah, we made redneck status. We buy kids weapons for Christmas, apparently. So
next year's a Bowie knife.
But it's nice. I mean, it's just a Bowie knife.
Do not get your hopes up.
I hope everybody heard that. Donna's in the background. Do not get your hopes up about the Bowie knife.
You can look at it.
I'll get him one of my survival knives and be like, yo, what you need to do right now, Brody?
I'll hang it on the wall next to his lightsaber.
Next to his lightsaber?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you do with that knife? I run around screaming, I'm John fucking Rambo. That's what I'm going to do with that knife. So, what the hell were we talking? Oh, the range, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus
so
Christ.
We bought Doug's son a Bear Flash bow. It's got a built-in whisker biscuit, one single pin for sights. You know, it's the whole idea of, you know, teach him young. So we figured, screw it. Why not? We like to shoot. Doug had never actually shot a gun before he went with me a couple of years ago to go shooting.
No.
So figured, why not? We'll do dad and son first time shooting for both. Worked out actually pretty well. I mean, your boy got into it really, really fast.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to keep him from going down range to grab his arrow.
Yes, I think that was the worst part about the kid. It only came with two arrows, and he was like, oh, I shot them both. Let me go get them. You know, no, dude, stop. Stop, chill. You know,
it got to the point where it was like, he shot, I shot, he reloaded, then Steffi shot.
He got his arrows again.
And he reloaded. You shot, and
then everybody picked all their stuff up. Yeah, everybody picked all their stuff up after me, which was good. I mean, you know, every time he listened, it's a recurve. So I taught him kind of the way you see Olympic archers shoot, where anchor point is, like the tip of your first knuckle on your finger that rests on the corner of your chin, so the arrow's underneath, and kind of like how you see in the pictures when you see Brady Elson and what the hell's her name? Mackenzie Brown shoot. That's how they both anchor their strings. You know, he's also young, and the bow seems to be a little bit heavy for him, but I'm sure the more he gets, you know, because he was leaning into the string.
He just plays video games all day.
He's right. Well, he's a young kid. He's 8, 9, whatever. He's, you know. A nerd like his father. Oh, yeah, exactly. Totally. He's a nerd like his father. So, you know. But he did really, really well. You know, can't say not that he didn't. I mean, he was hitting the target. He was all over the target, but
at least
As soon as he got to the same anchor point, time after time and time again, you know, the arrows were sticking. Yeah, the first couple times was like he'd get the string majority of the way back. Like, no, you got to get it all the way back to your chin. And then as soon as he kept getting that same anchor spot, and he got the feel for it, then every single arrow was sticking, which was good. So
he's over there pumping his fist. Like, yeah.
Yep. And then also, you know, you shot for your first time today.
Oh yeah.
So today you had my Bear Crux.
Yeah.
So
it's 60 pounds. We tried the 70 when we were measuring me, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what goes to show you. People think I joke around when I say I have long arms. Doug's draw length is a 30-inch draw length, and you're what, 6'2"?
6'1", 6'2".
6'1", 6'2". And I'm 5'10", and I have a 29. So I have long-ass arms for a short guy.
That's the reason why we call you the Italian gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. Short big legs, ass hands.
Big arms, big hands. Holy shit.
Are you doing a live stream now? You probably are. She's got a big-ass smile. Look at her.
I crush your head. Yeah. That's what she's doing right in front of the camera.
Yeah, squeak, squeak.
I'm not doing anything.
You're not doing anything?
Focus.
So how did you actually enjoy your first time shooting?
I enjoyed it. I mean, it was definitely different. And you're a great teacher too. So it kind of once when I started really following your pointers and stuff, I would start really getting pretty good groupings. And every now and then, my elbow would go out and be like, "You little bastard," and get off center. But I was doing. I felt good about it. It was fun.
It was fun, I guess. Like,
well, sure. I'm shooting an arrow at 290 feet a second. You know.
I think it was at a certain point, it was like, just like with Brody, you run out of air, it was like, fuck, I'm like, keep shooting. I don't want to stop. I don't want to have to wait.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what a lot of people like, oh, you know, archery is, you know, it's old. Okay, yeah, it's like the most primitive form of hunting or shooting on the planet. But it seems to me...
I like primitive shooting and weapons because...
So you like slingshots?
Oh, yeah. I think about it. So I mean, I've always liked those over firearms for the simple fact that it takes a hell of a lot more skill to use these primitive weapons.
Well, and in a lot of cases.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It takes some skill to use a handgun, but hey. I just like the idea of, okay, he's 30 yards away, then go up a little bit, and then... pull and drop.
Well, yeah. Well, you have some guys, I mean, that are so good at shooting, they won't hesitate to kill a deer at 70 yards. So, but that's also years and years and years and years of shooting and, you know, also getting over the anxiety of going to actually kill an animal or hunt an animal or whatever you want to phrase it as. What is that face about?
I don't think it's any big of a deal. I mean, it is, but
they
it's
call
not.
It deer fever for a reason. I mean, just you're standing there, and it's there. It's like, oh, I got to pull my arrow back, and all of a sudden, holy the adrenaline crap. Takes over. What the hell was that?
So I put my volume on vibrate, so when you wouldn't hear like alerts going off, yeah, but I put it on the table, and it's
vibrated.
Your wife's making fun of you.
Of course she's making fun of me.
That's what she's supposed to do. That's what they're married.
That's what marriage is.
You make
all about.
Fun of me on microphone all the goddamn time.
I know. I put it out there though.
That's
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
That's why people listen to our podcast.
Okay, yes. If you say so. Yeah.
They like your humor.
Okay. That's fine.
If it wasn't funny, it wouldn't be entertaining.
Right. See? Exactly, yes.
If it was monotone talking.
Well,
all the time.
There are some of the archery podcasts where it's like, you know, it's very professional and. Well, it's true. I mean, some of them are.
I don't know.
I like my entertainment with some humor.
Yeah, right. But
especially if it's about something I really don't know much about, because that's the way they get me hooked in to something.
Oh, yeah,
if you're adding a little humor to it, it's like, oh, that's kind of funny. Oh, well, that's kind of interesting, too. Okay, cool. If you're just monotone, I'm going to be like, I'm going to sleep. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Check, please.
Yeah, there's a lot of monotone people out there, but it's... I don't know. I'm just a little bit pickier, I guess.
Yeah. You, yes.
So, I mean, you know, like, you think you'll continue shooting, or you'll...
Oh, I'd like to. It just comes down to fantasies, which... You know, the bank's over there.
The bank. His wife.
He's pointing to his wife.
And then also comes...
I just hand over my paycheck.
I don't see a paycheck. What are you talking about? I see the stub go, we got this much coming into the bank. Good.
I do that with her. Like, Steph, hey, my paycheck's this much tomorrow. And it's gone.
Mm-hmm. You swipe it a lot more than he's allowed to.
Huh? Well, that's because a lot of times she sends me to the store. It's fun. But, like, my daily spending is, like, $4. That's, like, my normal daily. $4.60-something cents.
Well, either. Either way, archery is a more expensive hobby.
Yeah. A broken arrow today, as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Robin Hood did that shit.
Yeah, he broke one of the nocturnal knocks that we have, which are $25 for every three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah,
on arrows that are $80 for half a dozen.
Yeah, and you know,
but I remember when it happened, it was like, tink, ooh, shit.
You know, that's not the first nocturnal knock he's broken.
Well, he gets his third one. He gets a a prize.
But third one.
He's so great.
No, I'm not. Third one. How many nocturnal knocks we bought?
A lot.
Yeah. I think I've probably split six of them at least already. So okay, you broke one already, too.
One.
Okay. I'm not by myself here.
I just broke one.
I know we've, together between the two of us, we've gone through two extra packs between splitting the ends of the arrows.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm just glad the FMJs can take the hit and just shrug it off. So.
Yeah, speaking of FMJs, I'll probably be getting mine.
Very soon.
Never.
Oh, stop it. I asked you one the other day when we were at the store if you wanted to get them.
Because we're not shopping. You know, during the holidays, you don't shop for yourself because that's called...
Bullshit.
Selfish, but okay.
Doug says bullshit. You don't shop for yourself. Bullshit.
But, you know... We also look for
They're
sales.
They're too young to know that you're shopping for yourself.
Yeah, well, we also look for sales and... I like coupons and what?
He did post the video.
Yeah, I don't lie. I told you I was posting it. He's just now seeing the video of himself posted on Instagram.
That's fine.
That's all right. So, sorry, we're still...
I would have known video too, but I would have done my hair.
Modern Bow Hunter. Who am I looking at? I'm looking at an Instagram account on, who is this? Whose Instagram account am I looking at?
Mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we have him on ours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have him on ours. No, don't be afraid. He's nice.
You almost need just to plug in the other mic for her.
Yeah, I know, right?
At this rate.
Yeah, he just
no.
Instagram Modern Bow Hunter, actually, he's on right now. He's liking our stuff. So he probably heard your last name, did a quick search, and was like, hey.
I didn't say your last name.
Hey. Oh. Oh, but he probably is looking through us.
Probably. And that's fine.
He's like, oh, hey, she's a bank. What's up?
She's the bank. That's great. Talk to the bank.
Hey, lady. No, how much of a loan do you need?
Yeah, right. Oh, we gotta see. You gotta let me know. I mean, if you want to keep shooting and stuff like that, we can probably. I mean, hell, I find everything for dirt ash cheap.
Yes. Oh, so this could be.
Well, I also have my neighbor next door. He goes, I have an old bow I don't use anymore.
Like, take it.
Dirt, dig it out, bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was too. Mm-hmm. I've asked him like 5 times. Get it out. Yeah.
So we can start. If you're gonna start shooting, we can do a. Before you buy anything, we can get together all the parts. Like, so from bare bow to figuring out. We're still trying to get over being sick. We were sick for like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's the reason why there hasn't been any podcasts.
Yeah.
No, because we had said we were going to record something before Christmas. But it was like, okay, we're going to go before Christmas. And because she wanted to test out the Precision Peep a couple times beforehand. Like, yeah, we're recording. And we said, yeah, we're going to bring you to the range on one of the podcasts and shit like that.
That was the last one.
And yeah, exactly. And then it was like Anthony came home from school and then the whole house was deathly sick in 48 hours.
Yeah.
The kid got put on antibiotics. Me and Steph are sucking down every kind of chest congestion, you know, anti-mucus freaking drug there is on a Walmart counter.
And Donna's sitting there going at home going, we might not be able to go. They're sick.
Yeah. The quarantine, I ain't getting sick and
coming back home.
Yeah, and, no. Well, luckily, we got healthy in time.
Yeah. Which okay. Is fine. Okay. So what I'm saying is, because this whole thing is about budgeting and cheaper stuff and the fact that you don't have to spend top of the line to start shooting.
Right.
So now that we finally have someone besides,
go ahead. I'm sorry, I was going to interrupt.
someone besides the two of us. Doing this, we can kind of find like a cheap build for Doug,
right?
And do from bare bow what something's good to start off with, and good beginner sights, arrow rests, the peeps that you put on, arrows, everything together, and do a kind of like a budget build.
Yeah,
and
well, the bow he was shooting today was a budget build.
But from him starting... Because I'm
cheap and I find everything for dirt ass cheap.
Right, but that's one of ours.
How you build cars.
That's one of ours. I build them so, fast as shit, too. Starting from now to build him one, like for him to look, if he decides to, yes, I'm going to.
Okay.
That's just an idea. And then we can come back and say, okay, this is the amount you can get a full setup for that's not expensive for someone starting out.
Yeah, but right now we have so many extra parts that... All he really needs to be concerned with is actually getting a bow. I can build him a bow off of everything we have.
You're such a fun killer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is. Like, you take fun and you kill it. A fun killer. Like, this is, I mean...
I really wish you would just video Donna, because Donna right now is laughing so hard with her hand over her mouth, turning red as a fucking lobster.
It's like if fun was like a cradled little baby, you went to a cliff and just threw it. And then left.
Now I'm a kid thrower. Kick the baby. Fuck.
So
we can work out a budget build, yes.
I thought you guys were going to do something like that regardless.
What?
A budget build.
For somebody that's everything that we've bought so far has been oriented towards trying to keep it towards a budget for someone who's going to be new into it or has that vision in their head that, shit, I have to spend a ton of money.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, because the bow that they're raffling off at the range we went to is like
That's a target bow.
The target bow is different.
That's a target bow. Okay. If you would have noticed how long the bow was.
Yeah, so how
like long you were shooting my Crux, which is a 30-inch axle to axle. My inertia is only a 31 5/8 or something stupid like that. Her bow being the beginner bow. But her bow is like more universal towards everything because, I mean, her bow will go down to 30 pounds if you put it on learning mode. And then that lock them limbs down and put it on performance mode, and they'll go all the way to 70. So
I like to see her pull 70.
She tried once before. It didn't work out.
Yeah, it was like hitting a brick wall.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it all depends on what you do. But, like, my inertia is considered a pro series bow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a bow that fast. You know, I was, when I first bought mine, it was like, well, the main reason I bought mine, it was like, oh, it's the end of the year model. I'm going to sell you an $800 bow for $400. Fuck it, sold. You know? You're going to sell me it for half price?
Yeah, that's what another thing I was going to bring up. Because what? We're going into we're in 2018, right? Yes, going yes. into it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these places are now going to be putting stuff on clearance that are the 2017 models.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That are the old prints, the 2017 prints.
I saw on one of them, I don't remember if it was on eBay or probably was on eBay on one of the archery stores on there. Somebody was already selling a 2016 Stinger X like she has.
Hmm.
Leftover model. No one bought it. $250 shipped. Brand new. Jesus. Never been fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that bow will retail for $300 or more. Easily. You know, yours we got for $250.
Because it was on clearance, because it was the old
print. It was the older body. Hers we bought in 16, and it was a 2015.
Hmm.
And so I was like, all right, you know, her bow list for $349, and it was already marked down to $249 because it was a left. So, I mean, so you could get $100 off easily and still have a bow. But the good thing is, here's the thing that comes into a kicker for you. Like, even though you shot the Crux today, it's that would not be a bow I would recommend for you to shoot. Because of your height. And it has to do more so with the string angle. Mm-hmm. Being a 30-inch bow axle to axle, the string angle becomes very steep for a person who's like 6'2". Whereas if you were to find a bow like her bow's 33 inches, it opens up the string angle a lot. Or they have the other PSE. There's a lot of other PSE bows like the Supra and... Shit, I can't remember the names of the other ones. But they have like 35-inch axle. Like if you wanted to spend $1,000, I'd say get an Evolve. No, I know. No,
that's not budget friendly.
Yeah, but no. That's not a bow I'm going to... No, I'm just saying. No, I'm using it. Donna's like flipping shit over here in the
corner.
You're
going to get him divorced.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. But like if...
I'm still waiting for papers.
If he tries to buy it, he's going to get divorced.
No. Like if you want to, you know, if you say, all right, I'm going to keep shooting. I really like this after your first bow and you're going
to
drop your money on a ha-ha.
Your first guest is
going to
be living with you.
Oh, nice. All right. Woo. Donna said if Doug buys a $1,000 bow, he's going to be living on my couch. So, no, but
she says that every time I go to buy a new TV.
No, like Stephanie likes shooting and stuff like that. Stephanie's next bow will most likely be an Evolve 35. Yeah. Stephanie also likes the longer axle to axle bows. But her advantages is that a bow that is 35 inches long is like me shooting a 40-inch target bow.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her small frame, this 35-inch bow becomes... She could use that bow to go hunting. She could go fucking enter some tournament events and shit. Mm-hmm. But because she's 5'2", the bow's size compared to her...
And a half.
You like that. Half.
That's a short people thing.
That's a short people thing?
Yeah.
The halvesies?
No. Well, you look at my ex-wife, and it was quarter inches. She was counting every little bit she could get.
Yeah, because her total height was 1/4 inches.
She was 2 apples tall.
4'9" and 1/4.
She's 2 apples tall.
I wear two inch heels, so that way I make sure I'm a little bit taller.
She wore 2 inch heels and she still wasn't fucking 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, like for you, I would say, you know, look for a 34-inch bow or. There is a couple from PSE that are not like crazy expensive, especially now that the year is going to come over and they're going to go on sale. What is the one that Dwayne in New York had? It wasn't the Supra.
Matthews? Oh,
it was like the No. That was Magic. No, he had a PSE. It was like the Vendetta or something like that, but it's 36 inches long. Axle to axle. So for a person but Dwayne was also 6'2". That's why he had this long axle to axle bow. So that would be something like I would say to look for.
I was before when I mentioned I was going on vacation to one of my stops for the company I work for. One of my stops is a Bass Pro Shop.
Right.
I go, yeah, I'm going up there. I'm going to go learn how to shoot a bow, and they're like, we can sell you one.
Well, right. You talk like, to a sales guy, you're going to go do.
No, I was only talking to the manager.
Hell, see if you give any employee discount.
Believe me, if I decided to go that way, I would.
Tell, I'd ask. Why not? You know, tell them, hey, you know, our friends shoot and stuff like that. They're recommending I get something that's 34 inches or longer. Because especially now that Bass and Cabela's are becoming like one company.
They already are.
Okay, so whatever, they already are. They a lot of times have the same sales. Hmm. And our Cabela's here had that 36 inch. Oh, Phenom. That's what it is. The PSE freaking Phenom. That bow is 36 inches axle to axle. For a person your height, with the way those cams on that bow opens up, it would be like me shooting, you know, a 33 or a 34 inch axle to axle. You know, the cam will be much, the string angle will be much wider, so you wouldn't have to like lean down.
Like it was.
But yeah, you had to like lean down because of that 30 inch axle to axle on that bear. You'd be able to keep your head nice and straight up because the string would be open 6 more inches wider. You know what I mean? So you'd have a better, much, much better and then axle, we, axle. Axle to axle. Yeah, well, string angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got a long neck.
You're 6 foot two, dude. You know?
What is...
I don't know. I'm just being an idiot. That's why I've been your friend for so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the comedic one of the group.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
The brunt of all jokes.
No. No, not the brunt. You help cause the jokes.
Is it at the butt?
Yes, the butt of all jokes, yeah.
But I have no butt.
I don't know. I'm
yeah,
I'm
yeah. Done. Steph is like, I'm just losing track of this.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, if you were to do that, we can definitely help you get all your accessories, different stabilizers, what would work better.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. And then, you know, if you really like shooting and everything like that, and, you know, it may turn into hunting because, you know, you got your brother out there in Texas.
So I can take a bow with me on that plane.
Yes, and you can take your bow with you on a plane. You ain't got to worry about mailing it.
I went out there, he pulled out his bow. He's like, oh, this is my bow. I'm like, can I shoot it? He goes, are you left-handed? I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely found out you are righty. So, but yeah, I mean.
He's got a left-handed bow out there. I don't even know if he shot or knows how to shoot. He just bought it because he's on a farm. He's like,
He bought it because he's on a farm.
Bought that and a crossbow. And God knows what other firearms he has.
I'm waiting for it. Steph,
it's a pink camo crossbow. It's for his wife, who never got a chance to shoot it because we lost all the bolts in the trees. I'm not kidding.
Fucking hate crossbows.
I'm going to post this now. If you would see Steph, I have to post this on purpose. I don't care if you get angry at me. That face perfectly describes pink crossbow.
You gotta put that on
the pink camo. You gotta
put
right.
That on the picture.
I'm doing that. Stephanie's reaction to pink camo crossbow.
If you listen to our previous episodes, I think a crossbow is just a ton of shit. I hate crossbows. Unless you are disabled, you should not be using a crossbow. I hate crossbows.
Well, then I should use one because I'm kind of disabled.
Yeah, you are.
No, retardation doesn't count.
Damn.
No, it doesn't count. No, you are completely physically body abled. You know.
We gotta find land though. We gotta start shooting outside. Yeah, do outdoor ranges.
I gotta see if there's any ranges down by us because Brody's like, I wanna go now.
Like, well, see, now you could have a father and son bonding thing.
I'm like, I'm not taking you unless you actually want to go all the time. Because he has a tendency to go, I wanna do this. And do nothing.
Oh, go do it as you like Saturdays or something like that. You can start doing a little routine. You can get everyone in the family start shooting.
Yeah, I don't see Donna doing it.
Why not? She can practice on you. We can get her the arrows with the little suction cups, and as you're walking across the house, she just start shooting at you. It's like a moving target.
Shoot the beer right out of your hand.
But Jesus Christ, sorry, I keep coughing. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, you know, right off the bat, we'll help you when it comes to building a more budget-friendly one so you can get the most bang for the buck. Yes. Like, everything that you shot today on that bow, every accessory that was on that bow, sight, arrow rest, I'm trying to think of what was on, and, matter of fact, and stabilizer, I paid less than $100 for all of them combined.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. And then
that sight is $129. That arrow rest is $75, and that is the, you had, that bow's got the Carbon Pro Series stabilizer. I only paid $30 for that, and that's like $60 to $70. So, I mean, that bow has $250 worth of accessories on it, and I paid maybe $100 for everything. So, I think I paid like $32 shipped for the sight, $24 for the arrow rest, and $19.95 or some stupid shit for the stabilizer. So.
Oh, shit. What? How much have we paid for our stabilizers so far? What's like the price range?
The most expensive one we paid for so far. Well, the True Glows we were getting for anywhere between 20 and 24 a piece, 20 and 25 a piece.
Right.
Which we have two. The Statics, the two 9-inch ones cost us about $30 for the 9-inch ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paid $40 for the 12-inch that's on my bow.
Okay, because you know how I've been talking about that the whole wick stick?
Yes, yes.
The hybrid bars?
Mm-hmm.
I brought up their website now.
Right.
And I really don't know if I'm reading this right, and if someone wants to correct me, that's great. But I guess you get, it's $52 for, I guess, two of them or one of them. It can't be just one of them. That's like a ridiculous price for just one.
What?
$52.
That's the price for one.
But there, it says hybrid bars, like plural, and it shows a picture of two. It looks like a sidebar.
Yeah, but it depends. Like, if that is the starting price, a lot of times, and it'll ask you how much in weights you want, what color in weights you want, what sticker you want. Like, their stuff is completely customizable.
Yeah, you can choose sticker color, weight color, 1, 2, and 3. You get three different weight colors.
Like, that $52 may be the base price for the 9-inch stabilizer.
8-inch.
Okay, 8-inch.
For a 10-inch, you add $13.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
That's what it is. A lot of the companies are like that. We, you know, you're not gonna find the prices like we've been finding, unless it's from a mass produced company, like Trophy Ridge. They mass produced a shit out of the static stabilizers.
Right.
True Glow mass produces the hell out of the carbons, so that's why we're able to find them for so cheap.
But I've seen good things from these people.
Oh, everyone says fantastic stuff about their products.
So I'm.
But if you're going to build like a hunter setup where it's got the front and rear bar and it comes with the side attachment, you're looking at $150.
Right.
But if you look at the same exact kit from Bee Stinger, where it's just a black fucking set of stabilizers, you know, 12-inch front, 8-inch rear.
Right.
With the side, with the 90-degree side mount for it, you're looking at $250.
You can add like a shitload of weights to these things.
They're completely customizable, yes.
That is shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a picture with tons and tons of weights on these things.
Well, what a lot of people do wrong, they don't balance their bow properly.
Like mine.
Hmm?
Like mine.
You don't have a rear bar. Yeah. A lot of people say, you know, if you look at the 12-inch stabilizer that's on the nose of my bow, there's almost no weight on it. There's like an ounce. That's it. When I put my rear bar on my bow, there's 6 or 7 ounces worth of weight on it. And the reason that it's like that is because that HHA Kingpin optimizer I have on the front, that sight, it's so freaking heavy it yanks the bow down in front. So a lot of times you're going to see people with just a long stabilizer out front, because the longer the stabilizer, it's like when you hold something in your hands. You know, close to you, it's nice and fucking light. You take a 5-pound weight, stick your arms all the way out, and it feels like it's 50 pounds. And it's the same idea with bows. So they put a lot more of the weight on the back, and they have like these little rigs where you can put your bow on it, and it'll basically, if the bow just sits there, you know it's balanced, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you'll see a lot of guys with 5 ounces on the front and 14 ounces or 18 ounces on the back. There are some archers that do it the opposite still. Like, there's some guys rocking 40 ounces out front and 5 ounces out back because they want the bow to go down. But there's very selective few.
It might be to the point to where they're like, okay, I need it because I'm constantly pulling up. So they need the extra weight to keep them down.
I think it has a lot to do with a lot of guys that you'll see do that are like world archer guys where they're shooting 50 meters and they lean back to compensate for the distance that they're going for. So Stefan Hansen, the young kid from the young Dutch kid, he rocks like some stupid amount of weight out front. Him, Mike Slosinger, the kid from Hoyt. That always goes up against Stefan for all these titles and shit.
I don't know. I butcher people's names.
Yeah, I know. So do I. Oops. But they do. They rock some crazy, like 27 ounces or something like that on the nose of their bows, but they're shooting 50 meters. And if you look at them both, they both lean back as they're shooting. You know, they lean heavily on their back foot.
Right.
So.
Well, the thing is that I also noticed today that I was pulling like severely left.
Yes, you were.
So I don't know if I gotta.
Yeah, you tell you're doing something wrong because you're.
It happens. It happens a lot with her when we don't shoot at least every 2 weeks. Hmm. Like, we haven't shot in a month because we've been sick.
Yeah.
When we lived in New York, when we lived up there, we were a mile and a half away from Gander, so we were there every single week. You know. With this range, we can also do that. You know, when our son's in school, we'll go there and spend the hour.
But being sick didn't help.
Right, yeah, no. Being out of commission pretty much for 2.5 weeks didn't help anything.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, all those times, I mean, there were some weeks where we were going twice a week, and she was just murdering the white on the target, just absolutely killing it. But we haven't shot in 3 weeks, so she's a little off her game, you know. And she does. When she's off like that, she has a habit of compensating with her front arm and trying to push too hard, but she's pushing so hard she yanks the bow back. And that's what causes her to pull to the left constantly.
Yeah. The only thing I did today, though, I adjusted my my sight.
Yes.
That fixed the vertical.
That fixed a lot of your vertical, yes.
Yeah. I was trying to see how much you're talking... Stefan Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out how much he actually. He only shoots at 59 pounds.
Okay, and he's like 5'7" and 145 pounds.
Yeah, well, he's
a little itty bitty dude. And you're not going to see a lot of target archers actually shoot at 70 or that type of pounds. Actually, come to think about it, I think there's only like one guy that I can recite off the top of my head that shoots at 70 pounds, and that's Dan.
Who?
Levi's partner. Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
He shoots for Matthews.
Hold on, I can look it up real quick. Hold on.
Dan McCarthy.
Is that his name?
Yes, Dan McCarthy. He shoots at 70 pounds. Hmm?
Eventually the name will hit.
Yeah, it's Dan McCarthy. Yeah, he shoots at 70. He has said it on the podcast with JP, Bump Junkie Media.
Yes.
He said it on there. He's like, yeah, I shoot at 70 pounds. And even, you know, that big dude's like, well, you're doing target archery. Why the hell? Well, that's what I hunt with. So I just said, screw it. It's like, okay. Hmm. I think Levi says he shoots at 61 or something like that. And he goes hunting at 70. So...
I'm trying to see if it says how much he actually shoots, because I'm kind of curious now. But I'm a little bummed that I was only shooting at 51 pounds.
Okay, we can turn it up. The stronger you get, the more we're going to turn your bow up. You already know this.
Yeah, I know. But
I was kind of bummed about it, too.
He usually pulls around... Okay, so he usually pulls around... dyslexic. 73 pounds.
Who?
Ooh.
McCarthy.
Yes. Yeah, Dan's a brute. He also has a lot to do with the designing of Black Eagle arrows and stuff like that, because he's...
sponsored by them?
I think he's... Actually, I think he's a little bit more than sponsored by them. I can't remember, like per quota, what he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he does help them with, you know, shaft thickness and all this other stuff.
You said thickness.
You said retarded. No, but it says, and he shoots 370 grains.
That's yeah, 70 grain arrow. Yeah, he shoots some thin light arrows.
Yeah. But that's it. So what else? You were worried I was going to have this long.
No, because you mentioned a couple things that you wanted to go through. You said you wanted to do your precision peeps, which we did. True. You wanted to go through ATA stuff.
Right.
You know, we're going to talk to Dougie here about his first time shooting and if he enjoyed himself.
Which was like 2 seconds of the podcast. It was
yeah,
great.
I'm sorry.
Talk hey, more, damn it.
All I have to say is we had fun. I enjoyed it. It was definitely a different experience. I was like, this can be fun. I know Birdie was having a grand old time.
And all you can hear in Donna's brain is, fuck, he's going to want more toys. No.
I got enough toys. New hobby.
Woo-hoo. New hobby.
Yeah, it is a new hobby. It's a new experience.
You got to look at the bright side. You'll get him out of the house.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, okay.
So what else?
So driving.
Do I save this podcast so that in 6 months we touch back on that topic?
I don't think she can be picked up by the mics.
Probably not. Donna said we have to touch back on this in 6 months to see what happens. But if he doesn't have a bow to shoot, how are we going to pick it back up on this?
Exactly my point.
Oh, okay.
We're going to see if he wants to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
He's going to give up all his other hobbies.
Oh, damn.
You know,
your wife's calling you out. Oh, no, shit. Damn. Wow.
Oh, look at that. I'm watching Bo Hunter Box Club right now. He's live. And we were the only ones watching, and he said hi if you're watching back. I'll wave, do a little wave. Hey.
Oh, that's Jason Felt.
Yes,
actually, I want to actually have him on here soon because just his product is a badass idea too, you know, bringing new items to archers and stuff. All
actually, you want to mention what he's all about?
Go right ahead.
No, how about, because I'm typing in right now, so I can't type and think and talk at the same time.
All right. Well, basically what he does, and I think we have actually mentioned it before, he has a service, I'm pretty sure we have, just because I like mentioning people have good ideas. He has a box service, like what's that, the comic?
Loot box?
Yes, all right, like a loot box system for everyone.
Loot crate,
yeah. Loot crate. They also have like tactical ones for guys with knives and all sorts of shit. But before this dude, there was none for archery, none at all. So
he found his niche. He was like,
right, yeah. And me and her were looking. We're like, oh, you know, these are cool. I mean, you know, you got the tactical ones for knife guys. You got the other ones for the gun guys. You know, the attachments for your vest so you can put magazines in and stuff like that. There was none for archery. So we're like, you know, this would be a great idea. And all of a sudden, boom! Like, you know, like. Not even a month later, I think after we had spoke about this, we find that he's doing it, and then, you know, he's growing in popularity and stuff like that. One of his buddies in Texas also runs another podcast called The Hunting Product Gurus.
Hey, Hunch.
What's the name of the podcast, dude? Let me know.
Stephanie is actually typing to him in his live video, and he's actually talking.
Mentioning.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he has a really, really cool product. The idea, I mean, like, every month there'll be some kind of new thing. Like, he's actually dealt with Kristen and Boss, who I've mentioned from Precision Peeps. He gave their peeps inside the box club. One month it was, I mean, every month it's always a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
So, you know, every single month you'll get, you know, broadheads, arrow pullers, or, you know, it's a mix of stuff, you know, which is cool. You know, you're paying $40 a month, I think it is, but in a lot of times you're getting like $70 to $90 worth of value back out of it.
Most loot crate systems,
yeah,
advertise. Well, you pay $20 and you can get about $50 worth of stuff, but if you go up to our deluxe version and pay $50, you'll get about $150 worth of stuff.
Right. So what he does too, I mean, but he also has a VIP class, which I think is like another like $80 a year. It's not horrendous, but I think a lot. He's already given away like two Matthews Halons, which are $1,000 or $1,200 bows.
So, let's see.
So I mean,
Offset Archers podcast. Awesome, man. Awesome.
Just,
well, I'll have to check that out. Heard it. Yeah, that definitely didn't look like it was going to be good.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I like to be mentioned.
Yes, yeah, Steph is typing in his live feed. So, but yeah, he's one of the people that we're going to want to have on here. I even want to have, you know, we've been holding off on doing guests for a while because we wanted a more, you know, a better setup, a better audio sound, whatever.
Well, plus we really don't then know what we're doing. Buzz.
Huh?
Then a mic and a buzz.
Right,
that
yeah.
That was
yeah,
my
yeah.
fault. I should have brought my mic.
Yeah,
stand
I did tell.
Home.
I did tell you to bring yours and you
and
didn't bring
totally
it
anyway. Fucking late. Hey, remember to bring my Xbox out.
I can send him home with a to-do list, Donna.
And again,
he's going
to
lose it.
Stop the video games.
Oh, man.
To afford the book.
Well, right now, it's slow season for video games.
Yeah. It is, yeah. It is true. He is right. First quarter, they don't sell shit.
No.
So.
It's not until after my birthday.
Okay, remember that. Because I'm going to send you a text message when he tells me, oh, I got to get this game.
Oh, just as a side note, because I still have his live feed up.
Okay.
Did you mention where you can look into his stuff or?
No, he didn't.
Bow Hunters Box. I believe it is bowhuntersboxclub.com.
Okay, then look it up.
I believe it is. I'm pretty sure, like I said, it's like $39.99 to actually get his box club.
Okay. Yeah. So okay, go to bowhunterboxclub.com.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm explaining it a little bit, I guess, simpler. Because I asked you if you said where to get it, and you said no.
I'm pretty sure, no. As I said, I'm pretty sure it's bowhunterboxclub.com.
Anyway, if I'm repeating what he said, sorry, but you know, it probably sounds better coming from me anyway.
Probably does.
So go to bowhunterboxclub.com, and the first thing you'll see is a Get Started tab. And it'll basically bring you to the spot where you can choose your month-to-month, a three-month paid prepaid membership, which you get a discount, and a 6 month, a 12 month, and a VIP, which is a 1 year. And obviously the higher up you go, the more you save, which is good. And just side note, you know, we're not affiliated, we don't get anything back from anyone. We just kind of mentioned
that you're not sponsored by these guys.
No.
Yeah, hence my statement before of why we didn't have a business license and nor care
but
about
but you know what? We like to
give a shout out to those who help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever's good for the community, really.
We like to share the people that we find that are, you know, we like. So.
Well, we also mentioned, like I said, his buddy that does the podcast out there in Texas. It's like the Hunting Product Guru or something like that. Where, you know, we're kind of brutal when it comes to reviews. Well, you've listened to the podcast before.
Yeah, I've listened to it.
Yeah, I'll basically say something if it's a piece of shit or not.
I apologize, I haven't listened to everyone.
That's fine, yeah. Whichever. But
at least the last four.
Oh, thanks.
I can remember.
No, but like his buddy's podcast, they also, he kind of goes more to right to the creator of the product and what was behind it. And he kind of like gets more in detail with them. Like he did some optics company. It was like Skull Glasses or something like that. You know, they make sunglasses or scopes or something like that. I don't remember what the hell it was. But it's more about like where it came from. Like all these guys out there, they use a spice called Reload, and he actually got a hold of the people that created it. And all right, where it comes from, and all this other. I mean, it's like more, you know, more in depth, I guess you want to say, about you know where it comes from. You know, the people are cool. He believes in the products and whatnot, and you know, so on. So I don't know. I'm like drawing a blank right now. I'm like, okay.
Which for you is kind of rare.
Yeah, exactly.
Rare.
There's times I've known him for long enough to where when he hits a blank, it's because he's like, oh, shit. There's something else, but I can't remember.
No, I try to keep a general idea of what we're going to talk about in these things, and then she does shit like this to me.
What, I go off on a tangent?
Yes.
It's whatever.
Let's go off script for a little while.
Yes.
Damn. Not prepared.
It's okay.
Well, like I've been like, I mean, even when it comes to the guests, like I said, I want to have him on because I think his product is a fantastic idea. Even as like his buddy that does the hunting product guru. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'd love to see what the hell drives this dude and just to talk to him.
The hunting product guru, is he the one that does the YouTube videos?
No. He does which a lot of Instagram videos.
Does he?
Yes, yeah. He does a lot of Instagram videos. I found out that like Eric Chesser from Hush.
Yeah.
He does a lot of interviews on podcasts, and he doesn't care who anybody is, apparently. As long as you're like, you know, you like the hunting community and whatnot. I mean, he's like really into
it. Right. And for those who don't know, if you want to explain Hush, hunting, fishing. Well, I just explained it. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. Hushin is, it's literally Hushin, and it's hunting and fishing in one. And these dudes just go on their vlog adventures of all sorts of elk hunts and fishing trips and all. I mean, it's a really cool channel. It's like three of the most upbeat dudes you'll ever see on YouTube when it comes to hunting. Mm-hmm. You can see they're like really cool friends, and they show you how to quarter and stuff and mm-hmm. elk and all sorts of crazy shit.
Someone really got a pig. Mm-hmm. Does that count?
Your brother got a pig?
He got a pig.
Pig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not got a pig.
No, like they show you different techniques. Like one video, set of videos, they'll show you how to do the elk, like mm-hmm. gutting it normally, getting all the intestines out. And they actually did like a three-piece video mm-hmm. where it was how to literally get all the meat off an elk and never break his abdomen open.
Yeah, so you don't spoil the
meat. It was a gutless technique. Nice. Which was really cool. I mean, they got everything off this thing, and they never touched his abdomen wall. You know, including, like, getting his rear quarters and everything off this big 600-pound bull. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about a ton of meat.
You think I should ask? He's only got, like, 17 people watching right now. You think I should, like, ask him if he wants to do a little plug? Like, a recording?
No.
No?
No. No.
Wait.
Because the timing between him on that...
See, that's Beer Courage opening right there. You could hear the crack. It's like, do it.
I'm drinking bottles, so you can't hear the... Shh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So...
No, you don't want to ask him?
No. I want to, you know, I want to actually get him on the podcast first and stuff like that and talk to him.
All right, so if you're listening plus, to this actually, episode, I was on your you side to try and give you a plug.
We just gave him a plug. What are you talking about?
He gave you guys a plug, too.
Yeah, really. He said our name, first off.
Us recording that's listening to a live episode that's getting recorded.
No.
He's dropping. He's down to 13 now.
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry. Jesus Christ, the two of you. You're horrible.
I like. You know what? I've been on a weird thing with watching live feeds. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know, because now Dudley. You did a video of us.
And I watched one live feed of Jonathan Davis, and he just sat there for like ever. Cool. Thanks. You're awesome.
Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't just say Jonathan Davis. Cause
oh, well, sorry.
Anyone who might listen to this, like, is there a hunter named Jonathan Davis? Who the fuck is Jonathan Davis?
No, but I was...
This must be some fucking, you know.
I was watching
no,
live
no,
feed.
Doug is a rock metal head like me who plays video games and does other hobbies.
No, yeah, I listened to
but it was really
Jonathan.
Boring for him to get to his point. He just sat there for like ever, just acknowledging the comments, and then got to his point like at minute 32 of sitting down there.
Oh, what Jesus.
He, and I was like, how the. I'm waiting for the followers to line up. Like,
yeah.
Just get to the point.
Well, I watch John Dudley's now.
Dudley, yeah, but Dudley's life, if you really want to learn about archery, Dudley's like a fucking professor, straight up. You know, his video live feeds, if you want to learn anything about your posture and your stance and how to correct this and how to correct
again,
that.
Again, not a sponsor.
Yeah, no. No, there's... Stephanie can't listen to John's podcast when he's by himself because he's so knowledgeable about it, mm-hmm. he comes off like a teacher. And if that's you're not, if you're not in front of Steph, Steph is a visual person. Steph has to learn visually. She's probably the worst fucking student you could ever have just to listen to someone.
Yeah.
So, you know, but when it comes to his live feeds, like if you go on his YouTube channel, it's like Knock on Archery or some shit like that. He literally does.
Wait, rewind. What? Or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think it isn't. Or is it? I don't know, because it's either Knock on Archery or Knock on TV. It's one of the two.
Knock on TV.
Okay.
Ooh. And it's his Knock On podcast.
Yeah.
and you just type in John Dudley, and a whole bunch of stuff will come up.
Yes, tons of shit will come up.
I think he's earned it.
Yes, he has. I mean, the dude's great.
Again, I mean, not a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, not at all. No, not a sponsor. No, but I mean, he's super super knowledgeable about anything and everything.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. If it comes pretty to much. Building a bow, he builds all of Rogan's bows.
Actually, has Joe Rogan had him on a podcast before?
Yeah.
Has he?
I'm pretty sure. Didn't they do... wasn't the Cat Lady episode one of Joe Rogan's podcasts?
Oh, when they went hunting in Hawaii.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Not Hawaii, but an island of Hawaii.
Kauai. Kauai?
Or something like that. Actually, you would probably get a kick out of this drink. It's like...
Red Bull, Jaeger, wine... It's crazy, and it's called the Cat Lady.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, okay. But he's also the dude who he buys. What's that canned shit he buys? Kill Cliff.
Yeah.
And he throws Tito's vodka in it.
Yeah. It's like some recovery drink with alcohol.
I guess.
No, it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a recovery drink. I looked it up. I was kind of curious because all these people were drinking Kill Cliff. I didn't know what it was. I figured, why not? But it's like it's expensive.
I don't know.
It's like $4 or $5 a can or some shit like that.
No, thank you. I'll stick with my
cheese. Yeah, but no, they even did some like charity style thing of like archers shooting their cans. Depending on how many cans you damage or how.
Jesus, my bad.
That sounded like a fucking quake going on. Yeah, they gave like a certain amount of money to, I think it was to some veteran association, which is, I mean, it's really cool that they did that. But. And the cans couldn't be emptied. I don't think. I think the cans were full when you were shooting them. Which is like, oh God, is that? I understand it's for charity, but it's like a waste.
It's such a waste. I bet you there's about 5 fat guys laying on the table going.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly.
Of course you can't see that.
Yeah. No, he has his mouth open. Yeah, because it's not a video.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which actually, side note, we've been talking about getting video.
Yes.
And putting up on YouTube.
No one wants to see his ugly mug.
Probably not. I wouldn't blame him. I'm not going to blame him.
Even though his forehead is big enough to put a screen on.
Oh, fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
It would take up the whole screen.
Hey, that didn't know where to put advertisements.
Fuck both of you.
Put a for sale sign.
You're trying to get rid space of me already,
for sale.
Huh?
Space. Yeah, right. That's how it is. Space. Space for sale.
Clear channel.
She got what she needed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I gave her. I helped her with two kids.
Kids and life insurance, right?
Oh yeah, I got life.
My life insurance is not that good. I purposely don't up that shit.
Yeah,
I did teach her to shoot a weapon.
Yeah. There you go. But she's got
it. Once we did that, the life insurance went down.
No, I left it right where it was. You ain't getting far on $110,000, honey. Sorry.
No, I won't.
Nope. Not even here where we live. You ain't buying a house for that. Well, we might buy a shit shack. But.
Never underestimate the power of a woman.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Anywho. Trying to think of any other side notes. I'm still stuck on this ATA shit.
Okay. That's fine. I understand why you're stuck on it because you wanted to go this year.
All the new stuff that's going to be lined up.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming out this year.
You get somebody to give you an invitation, and then you go, yes.
No, you can't even get in that
way. No, it's not even like that. That's the bad part.
Can you sneak me in the back door in a crate?
In a crate?
Come on.
Okay.
Get shipped there.
I'm retarded, remember?
Yeah, he is retarded. Really.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
And you were worried I was going to be talking too much.
No. I just wanted to make sure we had stuff to talk about. So.
Please.
I think you covered that. Between Please. The ATA,
the site. Precision Peeps.
Mm-hmm. I got to see what other new products that are coming out this year. I think that'll be the thing is, it's like you said, though. I mean, we're going to have to keep an eye on all the videos that do come out. To see what's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if people are like, whoever's listening to this, if you see any of the stuff that's on the ATA releases of those YouTube videos, whichever, because there will be a lot of other companies doing videos, PSE, I'm sure, will release a bunch of stuff, videos and Matthews and True Glow and all these other companies. If you see something that's going to be, you know, oriented towards a person who's going to be budget friendly or a newcomer to archery, you know, you could always let us know and we'll look into it, see if we can get some of the stuff for you know, the podcast. And plus, like Steph said, we want to start doing videos and whatnot. You know, we could always get that too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's a little short video shown, this is the one we're going to review on the podcast today. Click.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're media. We're media. No, we're still talking about the ATA thing.
About the dealer,
we're
media. Where you guys go shoot at.
We figured out we're media.
No, they're not going to stuff like that. No. Like, when it comes to, like, bow shops, or that event is going to be where they would go to see what's coming out. They wouldn't have, like, a booth there for themselves.
No.
So.
We would go and do videos and probably talk to some people. I know we'd probably be able to sit down with Aaron Lasko from EZV and Precision Peeps. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'd be able to sit down with them, mm-hmm. talk to them about stuff.
Yeah.
And then go from there. And Bow Hunter Box Club is going to be there too.
Yeah. He's going to be there too. Like I said, I know Gritty's going to be there, that he goes every year.
Yeah. Maybe from now until next year, if we could get it to the point where we know we're going and try to make it on, like, schedule some, I don't know, like, because they do podcasts too.
Who?
Gritty Bowman.
Well, Gritty had a booth.
Yeah, I know they have a booth.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He actually had a booth at
the
event.
They video there.
I know that, people. But my point is they actually had a booth. They weren't just, you know, going to other people's booths and recording. They were actually in their own.
Okay. Because you say.
Am I missing something?
They had a booth. And I said, yes, I know they had a booth. Okay. What is it? Well, I don't understand you, like, saying it again. We've already gotten past that point.
Okay.
But on there, they video in their booth because they have a booth.
Mm-hmm. It's probably just like any other convention.
It is.
No, if you could watch one of the videos that they did from one of the ATAs, the one that had Cam and Rogan on at the same time, it's funny. Joe goes into this whole tirade and how he did an experiment on Instagram about the hierarchy of meat, and how, you know, he just, like, put a picture of a chicken, nothing. Picture of a fish, nothing. Picture of a bag that had meat in it. You know, people are getting a little bit sensitive. Then he put a picture of a bag that just had meat in it that just said bear, and people just lost their fucking minds over it.
No one gives a shit about fish.
Yeah. Fish and chicken don't have souls.
No. Well, have you seen a chicken?
It's a dinosaur.
It is a dinosaur. No, but people don't give a shit about chicken. People don't give a shit about fish. They only give a shit about Smokey the Bear hugging children.
Mm-hmm.
And cows.
Yeah, and cows, please. We're not in India. No. We're not in fucking India. But
emo chicken.
Yeah, those signs.
Yeah, exactly.
No, people get too touchy, but yet you'll see on their account they have pictures of them eating, like, hamburgers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you're going to McDonald's and it's a soy burger.
A soy burger. It's the waste.
Or kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Please. Then we'll have all the kangaroo activists out there.
Okay.
Well, you can eat. You can kill cat in Australia.
I'm moving to Australia.
Hmm?
Moving to Australia.
No, you actually literally can.
Yeah, that's the point.
Because I think they're up to.
I'm kidding, though. I couldn't kill a kitty.
Cats are responsible now for 6 ground-dwelling birds going extinct.
Yeah.
Because cats weren't native to Australia. There was none.
So, pet.
Yeah, pretty much. And now they're these 25-pound feral cats running around everywhere.
No, like I think they brought them there to regulate another population of another species.
Yeah, it was like rodents. Everything they brought to, like, control something else just got way out of hand.
Yeah, like the frogs, the cats.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so now you can hunt them. It's unlimited.
No limit.
Yeah.
No limit. Like water buffalo, you can kill. You can kill a bunch of them.
It's the same thing as hogs in Texas. They don't have. Mm-hmm. You don't have a limit.
Yep.
And then, what was the other state that you could kill a deer a day?
Arkansas? It was either Arkansas or Mississippi or Louisiana. It was one of them. Or no, or was it Alabama?
All I know is
it was one of the southern states.
That it was one of the 50.
Oh, yeah, it was one of the 50.
They just started opening up bear season down my neck of the woods.
Florida?
No.
Yeah, you can hunt bear down in Florida.
Really?
Because they're starting to have a problem with the bears getting in the neighborhoods.
The bears.
The bears.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Up in that Orlando, Sanford area. Yeah, let's see.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to check right now.
Yeah. We live in, I mean, here, this is zone one here, and you can hunt bear.
You obviously guys wouldn't hear about it, but we hear about it almost every year.
Dude, we hear about all the anti-fucking shit in Jersey that's going on, because these people want everyone to stop hunting black bears, and Jersey's infested with them.
And there was a big thing about it on the news every year now. Oh, they're going to open bear season again. Poor bear. Get your tags now.
Yeah, but I mean, every...
That had to have been the 2007.
We did a whole podcast on the anti-hunting shit. And
well, here's the
problem. Everyone thinks bears are nice, hugging, cuddly, freaking animals, man.
Eat your face off.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, go hug a bear. Let's see how well that works out for you.
I saw my first roadkill bear 3 months ago.
Roadkill bear?
Roadkill.
Someone's car got fucked up if they hit a bear. I've seen the damage they've done to some of the trucks
bear,
at work.
Probably about the size of you. No shitting you.
It was a black bear then. It was tiny.
Yeah, it was about the size of you. Mm-hmm. And it was just in the middle of the road. Like, oh, shit. It must have just got clipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But it was big, dude. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, what the fuck's that? A trash bag? Oh, shit, it's furry.
Yeah. Yeah. People make me laugh about that type of stuff. I mean, because we see it a lot of times. We see a lot of the anti-hunting SWAT.
So the whole bear thing with Florida. So it was basically the Florida Wildlife Commission authorized a bear hunt in 2015 for the first time in 21 years. But the problem is that the public is not ready for it. And he said that the, quote, we're not ready to go back into another hunting season.
Yeah, they turn it on so often once when the bears start getting crazy. You
know? So the vote
So the bear population got to a certain point and they just tried to control it.
So commissioners voted 4-3 against the bear hunt for 2017. And they said that it's probably not looking good for 2018. That they're not going to...
here's the problem.
The commissioners unanimously agreed to put off a hunt in 2018 to allow the agency to update its bear management plan. First drafted in 2012.
Well, here's the problem with Florida. Ooh, open land. Subdivision. Where's the bear go? In that subdivision.
Well, yeah, yeah. But we had mentioned before, there's a video on YouTube of two bears absolutely pummeling each other in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Just beating the shit over, beating living shit out of each other over a garbage pail.
Yeah.
So, and people are like, oh, we gotta stop. Oh, God.
No, when it comes to shit like that, it's like, you gotta understand, you gotta either control the population of the animal or quit building places. Because they're taking away their natural habitat to where, oh, let's build here. Oh, shit, now we got a bear problem. Fucking kill them.
Right.
No, quit building.
Well, there's
millions of houses on
that's never gonna happen though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of states, other states too, that are doing other like stupid shit where they ban the hunting of one particular animal, and then the state themselves will hire like professional like marksmen to kill these animals.
That's wrong.
Like Cali does that, from what I understand.
That's mean.
You know, because California's got a problem with mountain lions. Like, you know, I mean, you go to, not so much L.A., because L.A.'s more of a city, but like some more of the mountainous areas of California, yeah. People's fucking dogs are disappearing from their backyards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I'm going to let Fido out there to have a, and the fucking dog's gone. You know. And they're literally hiring snipers to shoot these cats out of trees.
Nice.
You know, so... It's not like they're small animals, these cats. I mean, you're talking about a 120-pound, 130-pound cat that's, you know, he's a natural-born killer.
What size claws do they have? About three?
Who gives a shit? They have claws that say, fuck you up all over them. That's what they do. One good swat, stitches everywhere. You know?
Gutty.
Yeah. You know? Don't get me wrong. I have no interest in hunting them. You know,
But to me, to a point, it's like, okay, you're paying people to go hunt these things.
Yeah, yeah.
I guarantee there's natural hunters who go
chop
off a leg to have a chance to go hunt them.
A lot of people don't understand the idea that hunting is a form of conservation and stuff like that for the animals, because they don't take into account that if we don't, like, if you don't control the bear population, they're going to absolutely annihilate the deer and all the ungulate populations, all the, you know, all the prey animals. They're going to destroy them. Like, where was that one video out of Maine where the bear was actually taking the newborn calf right out of a moose and slaughtered it right in front of its mom?
Oh, sorry. I heard laughing in the background. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's not a really happy thing.
You know, but, I mean, these animals do this type of thing. You know, if a male bear wants to take, you know, one male bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Well, exactly. No, but, you know, if a bear comes in and they know that the male bear that was with all the female bears, whatever, if that bear had gotten killed, he will purposely go in and kill every one of her children because they're not his bloodline. And then so he can mate with her. You know, it's like a touchy situation with stuff. Like me, I'm all for hunting bears, but I don't really care about the fur. You know, I could give two shits if I get a bear skin rug. I know black bear meat's pretty good.
Yeah, but if you're killing it anyway, you might as well use everything of it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying that. Well, people are like, oh, you want a trophy hunt. What's the trophy? The fucking meat is.
It's going in my belly.
Yeah, well, no, you know, people are like, oh, you know, everyone thinks, you know, all the horns and this and that and the other. You know, first off, me and Steph don't like the whole, we're not really into the full wall mounts.
I prefer to catch and release you if my uncle was going to eat the fish we're going to catch.
Yeah, but I'm...
Well, there's no shooting an animal with an arrow or a gun that they could get released.
But you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so you can't do that there, but...
From what I've been hearing is that most of the time when you do a release for fishing, that the fish is going to die anyway.
No, that sucks. Never mind. I feel bad.
No.
I guess because the way they get injured.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they probably... Some of them will probably get injured.
They become shark food.
You're helping
the shark population by you know, taking care.
No, I think that there is something about like their skin or their around their mouth that the hook will go in and out and they'll like the hole will close or something.
Depends on how you hook them.
Well, also like their mouth is not where they breathe from. They breathe through their gills.
Really?
Shut up.
Jesus Christ. No,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, they don't.
Jesus.
If you hook a fish through his gills somehow, then that fish is going to be fucked, you know.
We got to start watching more fishing channels.
Yeah, well, we don't really fish.
No. This is an archery podcast.
You guys did talk once on an archery podcast that I did listen to about bow fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bow fishing. So I guess we got to brush up on our bow fishing information.
We're probably going to have to know what the fish looks like so we shoot the right fish.
Well, there's also no catch and release there.
No, there isn't, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, unless you can shoot it through the mouth.
Oh, well, there's catch and release if you count it as chum.
That's messed up. We're going to go get sharks now.
Oh. Now we can go get our shark.
Mm-hmm. Bow a shark right in the head.
Bow a shark in the head? Hell no. I don't even know if the nylon cord on a bow fishing setup can hold that thing when it tries to take off running.
Go hunt in Australia.
No.
You can hunt sharks and on land.
No, absolutely not.
Australia's like a death wish. It's a death country.
The death wish. That's why death wish.
Prison. Yeah, it's true.
At one point in our history, yes.
Yeah, I think almost everything on Australia can kill you.
Yeah, but they were...
Have you seen the size of the spiders down there?
No.
You knew I had to go there.
Yeah, you just fucked her night up. Stephanie is terrified of spiders.
I can't do spiders. Spiders are just a... I don't know what they are. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I think if I seen one of them big-ass wolves that they have down there... I might have to jump on a table myself. See this thing the size of my palm come crawling out.
Cute.
Be carrying a pistol all day long. Like that video. Fuck you, spider.
What did the old Mad Max movies were filmed down there? It's a landed.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's true. I mean, most of the central Australia is uninhabited. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
yeah, the center.
Yeah, that's why I said the most of the center of Australia is uninhabited. Oh, sorry. So, you know, it's the ideal place to say, you know, doing an apocalypse style movie.
Yeah, because all you find out there is nothing but things that want to kill you and guys with didgeridoos.
What? Yeah. The wom wom things.
Oh my god.
Fuck. Crikey.
This, yeah.
I need more beer.
No, you don't. There's like 6 or 7 empty beers right now across this table.
6 or 7?
I think. Right, how many? Doug's is almost done with.
This should be a learn to count podcast.
I have
1, 2.
Each one of us 3, has 2, so 6.
4.
We're almost empty. Done with the 6-pack, people. If you're counting at home.
So, all right. You got anything else?
No.
No, we're good for tonight? Okay.
Hey, just think. Good on an Australian. Go spider hunting with Archer.
Hell no.
She had fun with that.
No.
Dirty fucking spider.
I don't even want to get into range of those. If I see one, I'm too close.
If you see one.
It's too close.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Look at me. I like them as little as you. So, all right. So we're good.
Yep. And we will have updates. Let's see. Today is the
second.
I was going to say that.
They're hoping to have another one done in 2 weeks.
So,
not likely.
What my plan is that we want to get updates about the ATA show on 11th through 13th, so probably after we'll have another podcast the week after the 13th, which is a Saturday.
So well, isn't it like Thursday to Saturday to begin with?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay, so we probably might, if there's some videos out, we might be able to get something done on Sunday.
I would like to get something done on Sunday.
Okay.
Go over some of the new products that we looked at, coming out, what's going on clearance.
Right.
That's another thing, and we'll talk about this budget build.
Okay.
That project we can work on.
I'll see if I can get my bow from.
We'll have to work.
My neighbor.
We'll talk to him. See what he says. I mean, if you get one of them, you know, a hand me down, we can make shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Gavin still has your other bow.
And Gavin still has my other practice bow, my loaner bow.
Yeah.
So, which is fine.
What was that one of the judges? I'm never gonna get rid of.
No, it's
someone comes over.
No. That was just the. I had bought that one because that one was also on clearance. When the Crux kit first came out, it was like $750 or something like that, and it came with the quiver and the sight and all the shit on it.
Quiver on there.
Hmm. Yeah. It's in the closet. And it went on clearance for like $449 because it was a 2015 model. I said, okay, whatever. But we bought her bow and my bow the same day.
On my birthday.
On your birthday.
You always buy yourself on your something for yourself on my birthday.
Which is June 6th.
Yeah.
See, I remember her birthday.
Mm-hmm. 6-6. How can you remember?
Yeah, I know. Well, need one more.
Because it was my hire date at Pizza Hut years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's true.
6-6 of 06.
There you go.
6-6-6. Wow, nice. No wonder that job didn't work out well.
5 years.
Still didn't work out well.
You could have made it to 6 years.
Well, I moved on to a better job.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Oh, I thought his wife was laughing again.
No, she hated those 5 years, too.
Anyway. Yes. So, in another 2 weeks, another podcast.
Yes.
We want to try to go every week. We want to try to go video.
I'm down to do video. You already know that.
I know. I already videoed you.
Yeah, I know that.
Who needs video?
I like when I know she's gonna video me, not when I look up and say, "Fuck, there's a camera."
It's my phone.
Yeah, still.
Next thing you know, they'll be videotaping with GoPros on each shoulder.
Hmm.
Actually, I did find a way to mount the phones and GoPros to the front of a bow so you can do slow motion of the arrow coming out of the bow.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be bad.
Yeah, so I think that that'll be one of the next thing. Like, we're going to probably start doing, like, smaller uploads, you know, if we go to, if we get, like, these crazy videos like that, if we do, you know, a YouTube. 240. Yeah, yeah, we'll upload, like, you know, the full slow motion video of, you know.
Actually, wait, can I video from my phone and upload it as a YouTube video?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we have several slow motion videos of our bows, of me shooting, of you shooting. Because I have the one of me at Gander shooting the inertia, that 30-yard shot where it was just like you could see the whole arrow like do its thing.
Right.
Then we have yours. I have a bunch of you. Actually, I have one slow motion video from you from today. That I did.
How long have we been doing this?
This one right now is 1 hour and 36 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Shit.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Wait, so what we can start doing is actually create...
Did anyone catch the fact that we were trying to end the podcast 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, whatever. So...
this might turn into a double episode because the fact...
It's no. I don't edit shit. No. This is going up just the way it is.
So, could we actually start a YouTube channel?
Yes.
And... Do they have to be a certain length?
2 inches.
No wonder why your wife wants to divorce you.
Oh, man. That is so not true, by the way. Donna loves her husband.
His son has headphones on, so it's all right.
Thank God.
Six-inch tongue. So if they don't have to have an actual length, we can actually start...
No, I don't think there's actual requirement of how long they have to be.
Mm-hmm. But no, we have seen videos on there for less than a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's plenty of them. Hell, look at the... you watch the slow-mo guys?
No.
God damn it, man.
I don't really watch much YouTube. I'm old.
Oh, you gotta watch them. I mean, it's like... what did you get hooked on since you were here?
Demolition Ranch.
There we go. We've mentioned Dr. Matt before on this show too. So,
Dr. Matt Caricaker.
So we had mentioned it before, and Steph's like, let's put this on YouTube, and that was it. Doug and his son both were just like, this is awesome.
That kid loves anything dealing with guns, and thank God he hasn't got one yet.
So, we'll have to figure that out. We'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
That's fine. We can even put our episodes on YouTube.
Yes, we can. Technically, what we can do, even with what we have right now, is, like, you make a still image, which you already have, like our logo, and you can upload the audio just with the solid logo running through the whole video. Because right now, a lot of people have, like, YouTube Red, where you can download just the audio or whatever, and you can do that.
For some of the podcasts I listen to. Like Nerdist does one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Interesting.
Hollywood Babylon does a few.
A lot. He's actually uploading a lot of him and Ralph live.
Yeah.
Those are like completely live now.
Well,
now
he's got his own channels too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got multiple channels, Kevin Smith. So.
We'll have to look into that. I'm a nerd. Yes.
I'm telling you, I've mentioned before, like, Steph has called me a nerd on this thing, because, you know, I've mentioned stuff.
He's nothing worse.
Yeah, out of all the friends, you're the biggest fucking nerd of all of us, by far. Useless knowledge, yes. Donna said it perfectly, useless knowledge, yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
I'm out of beer, so this is time to end.
Oh, is it time to end?
Okay. My third one's almost done.
I'm halfway through my third one.
So, yes, I'm done. That was my last.
Okay, so that was your last thing. So expect some videos from us shortly.
Yes.
And Doug, we'll figure out what we can once you find out about the other bow. If not, I will see what magic I can work about finding one.
And see about our own podcast.
Yes, and then me and Doug actually have a podcast for us coming out soon.
They don't know the name. They don't know what they're
talking
about.
No, actually, we have the name. We have the name. We have the name. I already have the email address. And it was actually thanks to one of the guys on the Discord server, because I had mentioned a name that we had been throwing around.
Okay.
And within 5 seconds, he came back with a name that just bitch slapped the shit out of the one we thought of.
Well, the other one was kind of lame anyway.
It was kind of, well, we're both Xbox dads, you know, whatever. So, you know, dads on the, dads on the team box or some shit like that. What?
I have Nintendo too.
It's because you have a son. Several at that.
Well, don't say the name the yet. Was for him. So
trying to throw blame on something else.
Hey, so don't say the name yet until you guys actually get something set
yes,
up.
Yes, yes, we'll have it all hopefully set up here very soon. So I gotta set the account up on Podbean because right now they're doing a special where 3 months are free.
Okay.
3 months of hosting.
We'll figure that out. So that's another thing to figure out. So ATA, YouTube, yes. Other podcasts,
yes.
And Budget Build.
And the Budget Build.
Budget Build.
Well, Budget Build, yeah, Budget Build and the other podcast.
Budget
yeah.
Build.
So if you like me, when we get that up, you can find me there on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's another one. That's gonna, like we're going to try and set up where this episode, this podcast goes every 2 weeks, and then yours and the one me and you do is going to be every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So this way, everything overlaps easily. Because yeah, once we get ours rolling, I'm going to be doing...
Offsetting us.
Yeah, but I'm going to do the same shit we do here. I'm not going to do what we tried the first time where it was like tons of editing. Let's make it sound pro. Fuck all that bullshit. We're just going to do straight up conversation. Let's get it rolling. Done. No editing. Fucking post it. Be done.
All right.
So, we're good?
Yes.
All right. So, everybody, this is Anthony.
Stephanie.
Dougie.
When we're out, everyone have a nice weekend. Have a nice, hopefully everyone had a safe holiday. And go out, go shoot something.